Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking economic development with Lance Gilman of the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. That's on the Power Pundit panel today. Mindy Elliott, Brian Wachta, and Wayne Frediani. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome to the program Lance Gilman. He is a partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, also a Story County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Sam. Great morning every morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. I love you.
You know, I just like waking up on the right side of the dirt.
You do a good job.
In your business, you know, you've got the world's largest industrial center. With all that's going on in California as far as taxes go, are people lining up to come to the park?
I wish I could tell you that. California is an exodus. And I can tell you just in the last 60 days, I've had companies come over here in panic. I literally have one company that came over and grabbed a suite just to get their stuff out of California into a temporary suite so then they could build their building and find where they're going. But they're leaving California in panic because of the tax bases and the regulations on industry, which is where we're going right now in Nevada. So I'd love to tell you that we're well-placed for a lot of that, but also because of the vote that's coming up in 18 months and on taxes and all the taxes they're talking about, we're actually looking at killing our own golden goose because California is moving. But they're going to jump over here, and they're going to go to all the states around us because of the uncertainties in our tax rate.
It seems one of the biggest places where they're heading is Texas.
Texas is aggressive. Texas is after the jobs. Texas is after the investment. I mean, if you're in a financial crunch, you don't go to your tax base and have study groups to figure out how to squeeze another dime out of industry that's been reeling over 4 years of recession. That's not what you do. You go back and figure out how to lower your regulations. You go back and figure out how to lower your costs of doing business. And you get your state budget under control. And you do things that encourage investment and do things that encourage new money, new revenue sources. And it just seems to me, it just feels that I watch all this going forward, we're doing the exact opposite. So is the opportunity there? We only have it to lose. Is California exodusing? Fast. Is it looking at TRI? No question about it. But we're struggling with some of the issues that are coming out of our legislature.
What would you like to see the state and the governor do?
My magic wand?
Yes.
I think that there's probably a three component test. The first thing is I would like to look at getting our expenses in our state under control. I see they have study groups on how to get more taxes out of the industry that's already reeling. And they're talking about taxing entertainment. They're talking about taxing mining. They're talking about taxing revenues. They're doing study groups on how to get more taxes. Let's do study groups on how to get the railroad to come to Nevada and do some business in Nevada. The railroad is jumping over us, and a lot of industry that's coming needs the railroad. UP won't even talk to us. There's an example. Let's do a study group on unions and union contracts. Union contracts have nothing to do with the economy. They just get upgrades, upgrades, upgrades every year. Prevailing wage, very, very expensive for communities. Let's have study groups on how to do a better job of our prevailing
wage.
And
the speaker has said that she's going to do that during the interim on prevailing wage.
Those are the areas. Let's get our state expenses under control, even for 24 or 36 months, because industry, if in fact we get to recover, and there's some reason to believe we have a small recovery, very fragile going on, let's get our expenses under control for 24 months. Let the economy and industry catch up. The revenues will start, and that'll solve our problems. But in whether you're a family who's just lost a wage earner and you've got to readjust your bottom line, you either have revenues or you have expenses. And if your revenues aren't making it, you know, I'm working with that in Story County right now. We have to adjust our budget, and we're upside down. So our state must. So first thing I want to do is get the expenses under control. Put study groups on how to get state expenses. And then we'll look at creating new money. New money has to come to our table. New money has to be growth out of industry that is growing and happy and expanding in the state of Nevada. And then we have to bring in new investment. And new investment has to be willing to put a lot of money into our economy, into our land, into those opportunities. You don't tax your way to prosperity. They leave. They can go anywhere they want. And so that's my three. Get expenses under control. Look to increase the profitability of the new money that's here and the companies that are here. And look toward investment.
One of the big alarm bells that you just mentioned was Union Pacific is not willing to do very much business in Nevada.
Yeah.
And explain why, because that's the whole container industry.
It is. Because your bottom line is UP comes into the state from the east or the west, and they blow through here, and they don't want to stop. They have a trench now through Reno. They don't have to stop. If you talk to their union folks, they'll say they don't have enough work. They're not even getting 40-hour weeks. And so they're not doing business in Nevada. I have right now a company, 35-year-old company, out of Northern California, who is desperate to get out of California. Yesterday. They're not talking about in a year. They're talking about in a month. 50,000 containers a year. They control between 35% and 40% of their business, which I can't introduce here at the table. 35% to 40%, 50,000 containers a year, and we can't get the railroad to consider dropping containers in Nevada. They don't want to. They take them to states further east. So our legislature needs to do a study group. This container business is going to grow. The ports in Oakland, Seattle, Portland, San Diego are all going to do a lot of business in the future. And rail is a major growth component into distribution in the United States. Just the cost of fuels is going to drive that. The whole transportation industry is changing, and rail is a big part of it. And Nevada has been completely overlooked. And we better get our act together, and we better get after UP. They're a difficult group to work with. Everybody I talk to across the state, difficult. Well, we need a study group to figure out how to make it difficult for them to get through our state without stopping to put some investment in the ground.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. There are examples of other states that have dealt with the problem of a major rail line pretty much bypassing them. Can you give us an example on what our state might do about this?
Well, what I do know is that there are opportunities out there if we'll do the proper research and we'll put our study group together studying rail instead of how to tax our businesses more. I know that there are southern states that were having a similar problem to what Nevada is facing with another rail line, and their legislature was able to go forward and craft some regulations and billing that encouraged the rail to stop and do some investment in the state. They cross our state, they use our state, and they blew through fast. So it's been done before. It's possible to find all of the information in the study group, and it's possible to do something about it. But we have to be proactive and go after it. I haven't had time in my life to go figure out and tell them, here's what you need to do. But I do know it's been done before. I have visited with studies that I've seen, and so it's achievable.
Let me ask you this. One of the things that is the major theme of this legislative session is we need more money for education. We need more money for education. Nobody's going to come here if our education system is failing or not up to par. Your thoughts on that and the people who are approaching you about coming to Nevada?
I'm going to refer this to my ex-wife. She always needed things. It wasn't that it was a have to have, I need this. And it's really easy for a company or a state or any organization to need things. First, you have to be able to afford things. I don't believe anything should be on the table or off the table. The first is affordability, and then you grow into that opportunity. But I don't believe you take the budget to its knees over we have to have this. No, we don't. We don't have to have anything. We should put everything on the table. We should evolve what we need and afford what we've got and then let industry and opportunity and growth and prosperity bring us to where we need to be.
But I
don't use the word need. I've heard that a lot in my life, and I just kind of push back on need pretty fast.
But are the companies that want to come here, is that one of the reasons that they're not coming is because of a lack of investment in education?
Well, I think it depends on what industry you're looking at. So you could look at this industry and say, well, we needed more education in this. But I just gave you a major company, and all they need is rail service. So it depends on what industry you're looking at and what their needs are in our state. Our state is poised to furnish a lot of things. We have a lot of transmission power that we can do business with. But you know what? We're the most expensive power in the Western United States. That hurts us. We have transmission gas that comes through our state. I'm doing two major projects at TRI right now with transmission gas. And LP gas is very inexpensive today. So let's focus on the industries that we can achieve success with today, and let's not fight an uphill battle on things that we're not quite ready as a state to deliver. And so I don't use the word need. What we need to do is focus on the advantages we have and not break the bank on things we're trying to achieve today. Let's get those in 3 years. Let's get those in 5 years. But the first thing you do, and I'm learning this in Story County today as a commissioner, the first thing you do is get your budget under control. You get yourself to an affordable level, and then you grow your prosperity. But, you know, I look at the taxes that are going right now, and I know I'm deviating. You know there's a mining tax out there right now? And do you know as a part of that mining tax that if you and I own a mining claim over here, they want the tax assessor to tax the probable value of what's under the ground today and send you and I a tax bill. And we don't even know if there's any minerals there. We just own a mining claim. There are 200 mining claims in Virginia City, Story County today, and they're all scratching their heads saying, How are we going to evaluate what may or may not be in minerals under the ground on this? That's a mining tax. We're talking about an entertainment tax, for Christ's sakes. Our state is born from visitors, from everyone that comes here to play. And now what we're talking about is taxing the very base of entertainment and all of a sudden making that less affordable. And everyone is trying to create more visitorship. Lake Tahoe is. Reno, for criminy sakes, needs conventions and other opportunities. So now we're going to raise the cost of coming to Nevada, and that's been our meal ticket for years and years and years. We're focused on the wrong things, in my opinion.
Let me ask you, before we're running out of time here, we've got about a minute left.
Well, I need about another...
You can come back.
I'm just getting started,
You
Sam.
Can come back. One of the things that you've been bringing to the park is military contractors. Is that a good base for us, weapons manufacturers?
Absolutely. For criminy sakes, we've got a lot. Here, TRI right now is investing in a Department of Defense-approved testing range. We can test rifles, we can test handguns, we can test 50 caliber machine guns. Out there today in the park, you've got U.S. ordnance, which, by the way, this taxes that are going on, we can lose any of those businesses to another state. A lot of them are going to Texas because Texas, the governor of Texas, is calling every Magpul out of Denver, and we were trying to get Magpul to look at Nevada. 400 jobs. They went to Texas.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate for a quick second here.
Do it.
Which is, you know, if Steve Hill were here, the head of economic development, he'd say we can't give away the farm. The lieutenant governor would say the same thing.
These guys don't want us to give away the farm. These folks are not asking for a deal break like Apple that would break the back of the state. These folks are just looking for a safe haven to do great business with less regulation and less taxes. It's an industry that exists today that is on the move, and we are not focused as a state in getting it. Out at TRI, I've got a beautiful test fire range. I've located three arms or ammunition manufacturers in the last 60 days to join U.S. ordnance out there. There's an industry moving around us right now. We need to be reactive and get after it. And, you know, I put some calls through, and I need some help. It's an industry to lose, and we are. We're losing it to Texas. They're doing a great job.
And that's where you got to leave it. Lance Gilman, always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
News 4's Fact Finder team, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award and now nominated for an Emmy. Our Silver State Secret stories shed light on legal loopholes and government secrets. News 4, your home for investigative journalism in Northern Nevada and the Sierra. News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart@mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6. Get Nevada proud. Tuesdays on News 4 at 5 and 11. Brian Samudio shows off the sights and history of the Silver State.
You know, this entire place really is amazing.
Nevada proud. Tuesdays at 5 and 11. Only on News 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Brian Wachter is here, Director of Legislative Policy with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Mindy Elliott is a senior partner with Forte LLP. And Wayne Frediani is Executive Director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Let's start with your thoughts on what Mr. Gilman was talking about. Basically, he's saying that we shouldn't be looking to increase taxes. We should be giving businesses, you know, at least 2 years to be able to recover from the recession and then let the natural growth of industry pay for the things we need.
Well, I think that's what the governor's been pushing and trumpeting since his State of the State speech this year, which is, you know, we have to grow ourselves out of the problem that we currently face. You can't tax it, you can't spend it. So I think that's a mantra that's beginning to spread in Nevada that has some real consequences to it. Is when you do grow, the pie gets bigger. You don't have to raise taxes on specific industries, which the Retail Association feels it would be bad to do. You don't have to raise taxes on a more broad basis. And I think that's absolutely the way that we're going to be able to fix Nevada. Is we have to grow our way out.
But at the same time, you're hearing all the legislators. All they say is education. More money for education. Governor gets a little bit of extra money from the Economic Forum. Needs to go towards education.
Well, it does need to go towards education, but education needs to have a thoughtful growth pattern, too. I mean, we can't go from zero to 60. If you look at the exponential increase in education from 2003 to today, the amount that is going towards education, it's huge as a percentage. And I think that business needs to be, they need to know that there's some stability in our state, or they're going to continue to jump to Utah, New Mexico, Texas. I mean, Rick Perry's out on the stumping ground every day in these states talking to these companies, come to Texas. Susana Martinez, come to New Mexico. And I think that we need as a state to ensure to these businesses that they're going to have some stability. Every 2 years, we have all this noise, and businesses get scared to come to the state.
At the same time, you know, one of the things that, you know, we have of great concern, and I brought this up in the interview with Lance, which is you have the lieutenant governor, you had Steve Hill, the head of economic development, saying, you know, Texas is giving away the farm. We don't want to bring businesses here where we're not going to make any money. On the other hand, there are people that say, well, you did that for Apple. Your thoughts on that, Wayne?
Well, you know, we're missing some opportunities because I don't think that we're going to lose out to everything to Texas, but I think part of the problem right now is if you're a company and you're looking at coming to Nevada, and you know in 16 months there's a potential margins tax that's going to pass, and you're sitting here with whatever taxes might come out of this session in the next 30-some days, if any, but I think there will be some. Why would you just jump in Nevada? You can go to Utah, New Mexico, and Texas for as good a business environment, okay, and probably a better educated workforce, to be honest with you. So, I mean, yeah, there's concern, but the education is a big component. I just don't think the margins tax is the way to go about funding it.
If I can jump in there,
sure.
Sam, I think Wayne brings an interesting point is, and I think there's something that's been growing in the building is this idea that, well, we can at least have the conversation. There's no harm in having the conversation. And I think 2003 proved, and I think you could find a lot of businesses that would disagree that having the conversation lends credibility to the conversation, lends a certain extra level of uncertainty to the problem. So just having a conversation possibly about a corporate profits tax coming out of session or that we're going to move the margins tax closer, that we need to raise an extra $1 billion because we're looking at spending $800 million and we're looking at giving away an extra $300 million. Just having those particular conversations could really be a huge detriment to the work that the lieutenant governor, to Mr. Hill, and to the governor that they're doing. So that we're really tying their hands, I think, and putting up hurdles where they don't need to be.
The biggest headline to me out of the interview with Lance was the fact that the Union Pacific is not making Nevada a place where it wants to stay. And in fact, in conversations with Lance off air, he's saying that he feels that because of the container shipping, that is actually going to outpace trucking as a way of transportation. So how do we get the Union Pacific involved?
Well, I think that, he mentioned that there's a study, and frankly, it seems like Director Hill and the governor should be looking if there's already something on the shelf from a study from another state as to what that state did in order to accommodate those needs. I mean, I agree. I think that from a fuel standpoint and the cost to move those containers by train is much more efficient. But I'll be honest, I'm not sure of the issue of why they're not stopping here. And it could be that we don't have enough spurs. Yeah. And so that could be something that we need some infrastructure investment in the spurs and in the storage. I'm not sure without a study why it's so prohibitive in the state of Nevada.
Well, I do think you need to take a look at it. But, you know, trucking is 98% of all goods are by truck. So I'm not sure how large the container industry is, if it's possibly growing. But, you know, trucks are what are bringing our products to our customers and to you and I. So I think, too, we need to take a look at what's the total, you know, economic growth model for containers. What are we looking at, and is it cost prohibitive, or is there an incentive to go ahead and make those investments?
Well, and you're still going to need a truck to get it from the train. All right, you're still going to need the. You can't just trucks aren't going to go
well,
away.
I don't want my co-host Paul chasing me down with a hatchet later on today. So I don't want to say his industry is going out of business. Of course,
right.
It's not.
No.
But your last thoughts on this, Wayne?
Well, I we should be looking at it. We should be looking at everything. Mm-hmm. You know, in my particular industry, rail is key component for automobile transportation, but we have numerous truck transport companies, probably more truck transport companies, as Brian said, that are bringing the automobiles into dealerships across the country. But we should be looking at, and I don't know what all the reasons are. I'm like with Mindy, I've got to think, and maybe there's spurs that they just aren't getting adequately built that don't want them to participate, and they want to see what we're going to give them, and we may have to incentivize it to get them here, but why not try?
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Next broadcast, Carol Villarreal.